Budweiser, the king of beers. And if you're watching a game on TV, it's pretty often king of commercials, too. So why not king of the web? The new internet channel called Bud TV caught the attention of critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Yo, you pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's that?
What's up?
Remember when that catchphrase just wouldn't die a few years ago? Blame Budweiser, which made it the rallying cry of some of its seemingly endless supply of commercials. Maybe you saw a recent addition to the canon, featuring a young couple who come upon a hitchhiker while driving along a darkened highway.
What are you doing?
Should we pick him up? He has Bud Light.
He has an axe.
But he has Bud Light.
And an axe.
Now, I don't know about you, but I've seen so many of these goofy beer ads that I've become immune to their charms. And Budweiser might be thinking the same thing, given its new venture. This week, the company kicked off an online-only entertainment channel it calls Bud TV, which you can access at www.bud.tv. It's a collection of many different mini-shows, usually about 5 minutes each, from a bunch of different genres. There's a sci-fi action show, a Daily Show-style mock newscast. Several programs allow users to contribute their own homemade video, and just lots and lots of comedy. Here's one with a title that could use some explaining. It's called Replaced by a Chimp.
He's dedicated.
That's a hell of a presentation.
He's focused.
I am so happy I found you.
He's a chimp. And now he just might have your job.
Okay, that's kind of funny. I would love to see a chimpanzee do my job. Overall, Bud TV is off to a good start, with a compelling mix of off-kilter comedy. But right about now, you might be asking yourself, what on earth does all this have to do with selling beer? Think about it. Commercials are an endangered species. More and more homes are equipped with ad-skipping digital video recorders like TiVo. Plus, the young male audience Budweiser targets spends increasing amounts of time on the web at sites like YouTube. So that makes some sense, right? But the strange thing about Bud TV is it hardly ever references Budweiser. You might see a bottle of beer pop up in a scene or two, but the brand barely registers. It makes you wonder, what's the point of this whole enterprise if not to sell beer? And that's the audacity of the grand experiment that is Bud TV. Their hope is, if you become a fan of this programming mix, just the positive association with a Budweiser-branded channel is enough to parch your throat next time you're walking down 7-Eleven's beverage aisle. Hasn't worked for me yet, but who's to say that won't work just as well as a direct pitch to other consumers? Now imagine if this concept catches on with other brands. Why should marketers bother with commercials or product placement on existing channels when they could be a channel themselves? Who knows? I could see a day when a young skewing network like, say, Comedy Central will get competition for ratings from the same company that once contributed to its ad revenues. Bud TV may not seem like a revelation yet, but watching it, I found it hard to shake the notion that it could be a revolution, redefining the connection between advertisers and consumers.
Critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter.